Chicken Heads is episode number 34, 35, I don't know, of Audio Boo podcast, some podcast that doesn't have a name yet. It's still audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. And I thought I had already done an episode this morning, but apparently I didn't. So I was at work and I was checking my checking shit out and looking at the listen count of the last episode, and I was like, well, that was put out a day ago. Well, I should put out a new one. So I didn't. I thought I'd put one out this morning, but I didn't. I thought I did because I did done a lot of talking while I was at work today. So I thought that that was my podcast, I guess. I was in a kind of salty mood this morning because I decided to go out to Subway and try out their new breakfast combo, which has it's a coffee, which I don't drink coffee, whatever, and an English muffin, ham and cheese, bacon, some shit. And it's supposed to be, the big draw is it's supposed to be $2.50, which is fantastic. I was just gonna get the sandwich and then, get the coffee and just fucking throw it back in their faces, because I don't care about coffee, and $2.50 is good for a nice, you know, like Egg McMuffin kind of thing. But I guess more fresh. But that's not true, because Subway is not always fresh. Here's the thing. Excuse me. I hate Subway. Fuck Subway. I hated Subway to begin with, but it's been cemented in my brain that I'll never go back to Subway. Subway can fucking just, the whole fucking chain can just die. Just die in the fucking tire fire. I hate them. I hate them. And here's why. Firstly, they open at 7 to serve breakfast, and they only serve breakfast, so that's fine, because I only went in there to get this little breakfast combo. Well, I get in there, and firstly, these bitches look at me like they don't want me there in the first place. I'm thinking to myself, fuck you, you guys open for breakfast, maybe get a better job if you don't want to serve people at, I was there at like 8:45, which is late for breakfast. So I was like, fuck you, you better fucking, not spit in my shit. So, I asked for, I'd like the breakfast combo, please. And she says, what kind of meat? And I said, well, whatever it is, the double bacon, ham, whatever. And then she asks me what kind of bread I want it on. And, I look up at the breakfast combo sign, and I look back at her. I'm like, well, what kind of bread? What do you mean? It's supposed to be, that muffin thing. So I was just like, white, I guess. And, she proceeds to make my sandwich, and, I also see hash browns for 99 cents, so I'm like, fuck yes, give me, 18 fucking orders of it. So, when I'm checking out, the girl rings it up, and it's like $6.50, and I go, isn't this a breakfast combo? And she goes, no, and I said, well, yeah, I asked for the breakfast combo, and the woman said, yeah, but you asked for white bread. I was like, well, is that what an English muffin is? Isn't that white bread or whatever kind of bread that is? And she's like, no, if you ask for different bread, then it's not the breakfast combo. So I was like, well, what the fuck? Why would you ask me that? I want the breakfast combo. So he said, you know what? Fuck it. Just give me whatever. I don't give a fuck. And they're like, we just make it however you want. I was like, well, I want you to make it how I want. The way I want you to make it is the breakfast combo. Like the picture right there. Fucking make that, you dumb cunt. And so I was like, whatever, I got this, like, $10 gift card from Verizon, or who do I use? AT&T. And so I was just like, whatever, it's free breakfast, I guess. And so I get back to to Arby's, where I'm eating another competitor's restaurant's breakfast in front of them. And I'm trying these hash browns, and these things are harder than fucking bricks. They're not good. And they're so hard that you can hear the crunching, like, and it's like painful crunching. It's not like the delicious, crispy crunching of a McDonald's or Burger King hash brown. It's hardened. And here's the thing about Subway: if you know how they quote unquote toast your sandwich, because they fucking think they're Quiznos, but they're not, because Quiznos is just exponentially better. They don't fucking toast your sandwich. They're like, yeah, we throw it into this microwave. Yeah, that's a confectionery oven. That's not a toast. Thing. It's a microwave, period. You're an idiot. And that's what they do with their hash browns. They take them out of a big fucking industrial bag that looks like it holds like just 20 pounds of flour. And they take out four hash browns. They throw into a fucking microwave. That's what they do. And so I'm trying to eat these hash browns. And I can't because, you know, I only have so many teeth. And I can't dislodge my jaw enough to fucking eat these fucking mortars of goddamn quote-unquote potatoes. And, you know, I'm bitching about it. It's terrible. And the sandwich is also bad. I was just not happy that they fucking put it on a fucking sub. It's not a sub. It's a breakfast combo. You don't eat a sub for breakfast. You eat an English muffin for breakfast. Why the fuck would you ask me what kind of bread you want? Just throw it on whatever the picture says. So, I'm eating the fucking sandwich, which is just bacon and some ham, I think, and I think some cheese, eggs, and it's not, like, good eggs, it's that fucking, like, sandwich egg, not like burger egg, which is a fried egg, it's a fucking sandwich, it's a slab of egg yolk, it's like a folded up omelet, but not very good, and I'm just not happy about it. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm getting pissed about it, so I go on the subway.com and I fucking find the complaint line or whatever, as I call it up, and I wish I'd recorded it, I really did, because I started the phone call with, hey, this is not a prank phone call, this is not a prank phone call, first, let me, tell me what you think this sound is, and I start biting into the fucking hash brown, which is, you know, it sounds like I'm biting into cement. And I go, that's your hash browns. They're, you know, I go on about how fucking disgustingly hard they are, and the women overcharged me, and I said, you know what? You should fire them. And I don't really care. I don't mean that necessarily. I don't care. I don't really care. Fire them. Fuck them. Fire them. And I said, yeah, because the woman overcharged me. She, you know, I described the whole situation where she changed the English muffin for the white bread and all this other crap. I'm like, they overcharged me, they gave me the wrong bread, I hate her. You know what? I hate you, Subway. And then I hung up. So, and I said, I'd never go back to that one. I said, I hate you. And actually, I probably dropped I hate you about 17 times. I wish that was an understatement, but I probably did. So, I left that there, and I'm not one to leave, to call and complain about anything, because I'm a very scared person. So it really just pissed me off that these women didn't give a fuck about their job. And I get it, it's a shitty job. I did it. And seriously, I worked the Subway. It was my first job and it was terrible. But you know what? That's where you put yourself. You got to put up with that shit. If you're going to go in there and get the 7 o'clock shift, which is actually, I guess, 6, because you got to prep food, that's on you. I ain't going to apologize for you guys just hating your job. Too bad. So there's that. But I get back to work, and I'm checking my email, which is what I do, you know, I'm checking my personal email, and Aaron of the former Weekly Anime Review podcast, and now kind of currently of schnooth.com/his own audio boo, I think it's audioboo.fm/schnooth, S-C-H-N-U-T-H, I think, I don't know if he's gonna pick that back up, but hopefully you do, dude. He gifted me an app for my iPhone, so a game called Game Developer Story or Game Dev Story, which apparently a lot of people know about it, and it looks really cool. It looks like a sim, and I'm not really a sim player, but I'll play anything, especially if it's free. And I don't really play iPhone games, but I really want to because I don't play my DS anymore. And that's mainly because I don't lug it around, because I still have the DS Fat, which I keep in a big, like, fucking fake leather-bound thing that carries about, you know, 20 games in it. And by games, I mean, like, Game Boy Advance games, not DS games. Because I actually have more Advance games than I do DS games. And, which is why I have never upgraded to the Lite or the DSi or soon to be 3DS. I'm not going to upgrade to those. I don't care enough. But iPhone is obviously a fantastic piece of technology, and it has a bunch of great games on here. I started playing Infinity Blade. Actually bought it I think it was like $5. And it's pretty awesome. It's probably the best graphics I've ever seen on a handheld, including the PSP. And it uses the touchscreen very in an amazing way to block, parry, and attack. You're a knight, and you're trying to avenge your father. And I died, and then the story starts over. I don't know if it's like your character who starts again and again, or if it's your character's son, because it's 20 years later, your son would be, I don't know, 2. Anyway, the story is not very important as far as I can tell, yet. But, I'm playing that. Some other games I play are like, Mr. Ah, which is 2 A's and 2 H's and a few exclamation marks. I play that. I play blackjack because I just like blackjack. I play, Scramble, which is just Boggle. I have a few Japanese, like, you know, novel, choose your own adventure, text adventures. What else do I have on there? I have, cause I could switch over, but then I think this might close. I don't know. I just recently downloaded Secret of Mana, which if you never played that on Super Nintendo or on a ROM or whatever, which by the way, I'm against ROMs, emulators and ROMs, and I'll get into that one day, maybe. But Secret of Mana, it was one of the best RPG/video games ever. That's on here. I have a few Final Fantasies, which I have not played. And I think those are the main games that I play. But I'm going to play this game dev story and try it out, because I'm not a Sim fan, but it looks little, like, cute, niche-y. It looks engrossing enough that I'm gonna like it. So thank you, Aaron, for hooking me up with that. I will definitely give it a shot. And I also know that Slim has it too, because he tweets about it. He apparently likes it. He's at, like, what, level 43 or something like that. And I can only imagine that there's, like, an infinite number of levels since it's a Sim. So, yeah, I'm going to give that a shot. And since it's portable, I can, you know, carry it to the bathroom. Or if I'm waiting for my torrents to download, you know, whatever. I can play it anywhere, which is awesome. What else as far as video games go? Video games that I want. I have, like, $150 in Amazon cash now, and I'm thinking of getting Castlevania Lords of Shadow for the Xbox, but I don't know. I really don't want to drop $50 on it. I also want the latest Naruto game. I don't watch Naruto. I know nothing about Naruto, but the last game that was on Xbox 360, I don't know the name of it. I played through the adventure, beat the game. It was pretty cool, but the fighting in it is awesome. Like, me and a bunch of friends, we would just stay in some nights and just play that game for like 5 hours straight. It's a fantastic game, the old one. So this new one, I played the demo, and it plays just as awesome. So I'm gonna wait till that drops to at least 30, even though I could technically get it for free, you know, with my Amazon cash. I just don't want to. So those are two games I definitely want. And Castlevania is so good that I want to get the limited edition, but I want that to drop in price as well. I was thinking of getting Super Meat Boy, because I like platformers, and everything I've read, everybody has told me this is, you know, the toughest game, the hardest game you'll ever play, especially on 360. I'm like, I don't believe that. I really don't believe that. So I'd like to give that a shot. And see if it's really that tough. But as of right now, all I'm really playing is Black Ops, Dance Central, and what else am I playing? Doritos Crash Course, which is a fantastic game. If you have not played that, it's free on the Xbox, on Xbox Marketplace. Get it. You got nothing to lose. It's awesome. I played the demo for Ilo Milo. It's a cute little puzzle game. You should try that out. But I think that's all I can think of right now. Anyway, I'm home. Cook me up some rice, because I'm Asian. That's what I do. And that's that. So catch me on twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. And, of course, you know, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Catch you, Dick Riders, later. Take care.